When Donald Trump was campaigning, he often brought up the mistreatment of Christians. The Pew Research Center says no other faith group faces problems in so many countries. This week, Christian leaders from around the world gathered here in Washington to share their experiences. It was meant to be a big storytelling session, but as NPR's Tom Gelton reports, world politics were unavoidable.
For Christians, persecution has been a theme of the faith experience since the time of Christ, something almost celebrated. Franklin Graham, the son of Billy Graham and the organizer of this week's conference, reminded the attendees that Jesus told his disciples they would suffer as a result of following him.
The Apostle Paul likewise warned everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. The Apostle Peter stated, "Dear friends, do not be surprised if the fiery ordeal has come upon you."
And hundreds of Christians from more than 100 countries came to the meeting with their persecution stories. Chung-Seong Kim defected from North Korea, considered by many the worst place of all to be a Christian, a place, he says, through an interpreter, where only the ruling regime can be worshipped.
For the North Koreans, our gods are three gods, Kim Il-sung, Kim Jong-il, and Kim Jong-un. And even we have songs that's praising and worshiping, idolizing the founding fathers of our country.
In the Middle East, Christian communities that date to the time of Christ have been decimated. Of a million or more Christians in Iraq just 15 years ago, perhaps only 300,000 remain. War and Islamist attacks have taken a toll. Father Douglas Bazzi, a Chaldean Catholic priest, was abducted and tortured for 9 days before a ransom was paid. He wants people outside Iraq to know what it's like there.
One asked me, "Why they kidnap you? What do you think? Because maybe I look like Robert De Niro?" Of course, because I'm Christian.
For those who have devoted years to the work of defending beleaguered Christians, the summit was long overdue. Faith McDonald is with the Institute on Religion and Democracy.
I've been to lots of conferences on the persecuted church, and usually they'll have one or two speakers, but to have people representing all the areas of the world that are under persecution, to hear from each other, is very significant.
The variety of Christian denominations represented here, from Africa to Asia, meant also a variety of political perspectives. A leader of the Russian Orthodox Church went out of his way to praise Vladimir Putin. Arab Christians complain about Israeli policies. And Father Douglas Bazzi's story from Iraq revealed that Christians who suffer at the hands of Muslims may have some prejudice toward Islam itself.
If someone here believes that Islam is the religion of peace, you need to see a doctor immediately. Because when they translated Islam mean peace, completely wrong. It means submission, and you have to obey them. I born among them, and I know them.
With such feelings, there's a danger that focusing narrowly on Christian suffering might actually promote conflict. Chris Seipel is a co-founder of the Institute for Global Engagement.
There's so many positive stories and centuries of Muslims and Christians living side by side, but if it does become political, and there's a concern at the conference, too, about that. There's a simple narrative that because President Donald Trump on the campaign trail called so much attention to persecuted Christians, that this becomes not just a Republican issue, but a Trump issue.
Not good, Seipel says, because the Christian faith needs to transcend political divisions. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.